Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
We are sponsored this morning by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, and this is a day for a tropical smoothie. High heat today. We'll talk about it. We're at only 72 degrees right now, but we'll talk about the forecast in just a moment. In the news, Philadelphia police this morning, following investigating the latest shooting in Philadelphia, pizza delivery driver shot and killed last night about 9 o'clock. This happened on the 2000 block of Ridge Avenue, right near Master Street, North Philadelphia. Police say this is a 29-year-old man working as a pizza delivery driver, and he was gunned down, shot multiple times. Police rushing him to Temple University Hospital. They could not save his life there in the emergency department. The gunman, they say, fired at least 6 shots, and this was at pretty close range. So was it a robbery and a carjacking? Did he follow him because he knew he was a pizza delivery driver, might have had some cash? That's what they're looking into. But he had just returned from, he was leaving the pizza delivery and had was just returning back to the pizza shop. This is a tragedy here.
This is so sad. I watched Steve Keeley's reporting online, and it's just awful when you hear the story. The guy came up to the door, car door, was pulling on the handle, and the driver tried to back away, and then this guy just unloaded and killed him. And seriously, criminals, pizza delivery drivers do not have a lot of money.
Yes, speaking from a former pizza delivery driver, I gotta say, every time I went to a house, I was always like, wonder if this will be my end.
Oh, gosh.
Wonder if this is how I
how terrible.
Yeah, I know.
Because you're just trying to make ends meet. Yeah. And I'm sure this guy, 29 years old, he probably wasn't in the pizza delivery career path.
No.
No.
This might have been trying to make ends meet during Bidenomics. God, this is terrible. Do we know anything more about the deceased, Dawn?
So, no, I don't have any more information. Usually, because this happened last night pretty late, so they usually give a little time if they haven't notified all the next of kin. So we're waiting for that to get the more details on this 29-year-old young man. Hmm. But you're exactly right. In this economy, a lot of people working multiple jobs. What did we start out talking about? So Philadelphia police, and as far as the suspect description, it's the same old thing, that wearing a hoodie. You know, think about how hot it was last night, even at 9 o'clock at night. Because it was still light out at 9 o'clock at night. It was the summer solstice, right? So I think I was driving back from some track field somewhere. But you think about that, how hot it was. The guy has a hoodie with the hood up, you know, the whole thing, in a heavy hoodie, fully covered up. So this is Philadelphia for you. A Pennsylvania couple, there's word that a Pennsylvania couple was killed after drowning in a Florida rip current. They were on vacation in Florida with their kids, identified as 51-year-old Brian Warder, his wife Erica. He's 51, she's 48. The kids were able to break away from the current. They're okay, but they said that it looks like the couple from Pennsylvania, they got caught up and couldn't make their way back in. They have 6 teenage kids.
Oh my God!
It's a tragic thing. I just saw this. I thought, oh my goodness. So the Martin County Sheriff's Office in Florida just confirming this information and sharing the sad news. They could not save this couple. What a tragedy.
6 teenage kids. I'm just thinking about that. I'm really sad for this couple passing away. But they're 6 teenagers. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of Irish twins, unless you have actual sets of twins in there.
My goodness.
Wow.
The rescue, so the Martin County OSHA, the lifeguards there did an incredible job, you know, and so they got the victims, they pulled them from the ocean, went way out there, got them on, and you see them, they're on the beach, quite a recovery scene as they rescue them, and then we're doing the CPR, doing everything to try to save them, could not save their lives. Oh, my goodness.
You know, we always get the warnings when you're down on the beach or down at the shore, because I say at the shore, not down the shore, about riptides. And I've never felt one that strong, But I guess it's a real thing. Have you ever experienced one?
I haven't. My husband has. So he has a scary story when he was younger at the Jersey Shore. Teenagers out there. But they knew what to do because my husband's dad was actually a lifeguard down in from Atlantic City.
Really?
So he knew not to panic. But he said it's really hard not to panic because your instinct is to just do a beeline and try to swim right for the shore. Let it carry you. You know, go ahead and just stay afloat. Don't try to fight it. And that's the whole thing. And then just slowly, you know, make your way back in. But the big thing is people panic and then they get exhausted.
Oh, yeah, because the minute you start panicking, your adrenaline is pumping and you're expending energy and all that stuff. I don't go, you know, we have a little shack on the bay down in the lower, slower Delaware, and I really don't go in the water past my knees because of the monsters that live underneath the water. And there's a lot
of them. Wait. You fear swamp monsters. The swamp monsters not only in D.C. but also in Delaware.
Yeah,
in the
ocean. We have monsters.
Who are you more afraid of?
The swamp. Right now, D.C. but you know, for good reason. Although the Senate's gone home for 2 weeks, so we kind of got a 2 week pass there.
Must
but
be nice.
Yeah, there's monsters. Was it yesterday? Or today? I think today's the anniversary of the release of Jaws in 1975.
Yesterday was. Yeah, we played that as the Morning Mystery Movie clip yesterday.
Oh, good, good. So yeah, that's one of the reasons why there are monsters underneath the water, and they're not just the big sharky ones. There's all kinds of little creepy ones.
Well, in Wildwood Crest, New Jersey, speaking of which, what you should fear in the water, this is a Philadelphia woman.
Syringes?
No, this is crazy. Wildwood Crest, this 43-year-old Philadelphia woman facing charges after she's accused of assaulting several people, including a child, caused quite a ruckus at a motel pool in Wildwood Crest at the Jersey Shore. She's accused of pushing and shoving a police officer who was trying to get her away from everybody and arrest her, and actually biting, I believe the boy is 10 years old. She was highly intoxicated, liquored up at the pool.
Shocking.
I know.
Stunned.
And apparently, once she became liquored up, they were trying to tell her she should go back to her room. She got really mad. Then, because she's so angry that they're telling her she's got to go back to her room, she grabs this 10-year-old kid who's just happens to be there. This is unrelated. The kid didn't do anything. He just happened to be nearby, and she was mad, they say. So she grabs the 10-year-old kid, swung him around in the pool, and was dunking him underwater, apparently tried to bite the kid or did bite the kid. This is a crazy scene. Wow.
So this was at a motel, a swimming pool.
In Wildwood.
You know there is security camera footage.
Oh, this is true.
There has to. Hotels, just look up. There are cameras all over the place. They're everywhere. I am betting that we will have this footage before the weekend is over.
This is a sin. We remember Donald Sutherland, prolific film and TV actor. I mean, stretched back in the day from MASH, Hunger Games. He has died at 88. His son, Kiefer Sutherland, of course, the actor's son, confirming his dad's death. Donald Sutherland, dead at the age of 88. No word on the details of, you know, his cause of death.
They had said that he was suffering from an illness. Not suffering, but he had an illness for a long time. So
yeah, he was old.
Yeah,
he was 88.
Listen, when he was born 88 years ago, I think the number was like 65.
Yep.
That, you know, 67, maybe. So Kiefer Sutherland had a great life. What is it, 200 films or more that he appeared in?
I will have some of those for the cut sheet later on, coming up at 7:45. I have Animal House, Invasion of the Body Snatchers, JFK, Dirty Dozen, MASH, Ordinary People,
Hunger Games.
Eye of the Needle?
And
Eye of the Needle?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hunger Games, no. So
he was great in Eye of the Needle. That's a film nobody watched, but it was from an incredible book, Ken Follett. But yeah, what a career!
I know, just amazing. Just span the, you know, from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, like, and then he resurrected it in the 2015s with the Hunger Games as President Snow.
Yeah, he did everything from really important, iconic films to schlock.
Yep.
Which is just wonderful. And he's kind of like Michael Caine that way. You know, Michael Caine has done incredibly legitimate films and then stupid stuff.
Yep.
And Kiefer's dad, as he's probably known to many of Kiefer's friends, mm-hmm. just an incredible actor. Iconic voice, too. When you heard his voice, yes. you just got real serious.
So true.
It's funny.
What a set of pipes.
It's funny, too, because when he did Animal House, because he only really had a bit part in Animal House, you know, if
oh, yeah.
he was the teacher, you know, where he saw his butt. But he was not supposed to be in that movie. They asked him to, and they said, hey, if you do, you know, these couple of scenes, we'll give you 2% of the film, the gross.
Wow.
And he goes, nope, I want my whatever his, you know, his rate was.
Yeah.
And instead of taking the 2% of Animal House, he took his rate, and I can't imagine the millions and millions of dollars he lost out on from doing that.
Boy, that's a really interesting story. I wish somebody would catalog all of those because, you know, when Batman came back, remember with Nicholson
yep.
as the Joker, he mm-hmm. famously turned down a check in exchange for a piece of not just the receipts, but the merchandising.
Oh, really?
Yes. And remember the toys
yes,
that were sold
course.
For the original Batman?
Of course I do.
Nicholson, yeah. and I know this because I played golf with him after that, said it was the biggest check he'll ever get and probably eclipsed most of the money he'd made in his career to that point.
Just from the merchandising?
Well, the whole package of of ticket sales, because he got a piece of the movie and a piece of the merch.
Wow.
And think of that merchandising kicked off merchandising madness from the 80s throughout.
Huge.
Gigantic.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and I think Tom Cruise has a similar deal on, what was it, Mission Impossible 75 that he's doing?
Wow.
I still haven't seen one of them. And,
yeah,
and he gets a slice. He doesn't get paid. He gets a piece off the top.
Wow.
Well, the Phillies, the Philadelphia Phillies, if you are lucky enough and braving the heat tonight
God.
At the game, get there by 6:25 because they'll honor the career of former ace Cole Hamels just ahead of tonight's game against the Arizona D-backs.
They're D-backs. He's retiring as a Philadelphia Philly, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. That's awesome.
40 years young. We remember him well from 2008. So it'll be a great ceremony. So I think they're going to stream it on all kinds of social media too, which is cool.
Yep.
But takes us back, Cole Hamels.
That's very cool. That's a good event. I'm sure it's going to be a sellout anyway. It's going to be a huge event, but pack your patience for the heat, people.
6:25 tonight. It should only be 137 degrees out by that point.
Yeah.
Well, Greg, it's not like pavement or cement or solar collectors. They don't hold on to heat at all.
Guys, you ever remember late June being hot? Never happened in my lifetime.
Well, I did some research on that, and because everybody's saying, this is climate change, we have to stop this. I went and looked up the hottest days in Philadelphia history.
Oh, look at you.
We're not even close. Seriously, what's the high today, Dawn, projected from whatever channel
on
weather?
On paper, 95 degrees, but the max heat index values, I'm reading from one of the local stations, max heat index values up to 102 degrees Friday afternoon.
Okay, 102 degrees, even if that were the temperature, only qualifies for the eighth hottest day in the history of Philadelphia.
See,
not
we're
even
hot.
Top five.
Wow.
So we had 107 degrees on July 10th in 1936. And you know 1936, we were worried about the climate because we had all those cars and all those millions and millions of buildings and factories pumping out. Oh, no, wait, we didn't. Yeah, we were... We were 107 degrees and 106 degrees on 2 days in 1936, 104 in 1966. I could go down. The top, 30 are all over 101.
Well,
and there, it just doesn't... We got to stop with the madness. It's summer, people.
Trump supporters keep saying, oh, they're, you know what they're trying to do? They're trying to psych everybody out to try to get them to not go to the rally tomorrow. Because it's 97 in Philadelphia, 97 both Saturday and Sunday. We don't even have a chance of showers, or a real chance, until Monday. But we remain in the 90s until next Thursday, then when we hit the 80s.
Hot! Damn hot!
So it'll be
Leah Kahat. Yeah. This is great.
It's exciting. Hey, we are sponsored by Tropical Smoothie Cafe, because seriously, you must stay hydrated in the heat. We know that. So join the free smoothie party at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. That's June 21st for National Smoothie Day today. So treating Tropic Rewards members to a free smoothie with a bowl or a food purchase. Order in the app, online, or pop by the cafe for a little sip and chill. Three cheers to the Tropic fam. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, Tropical Smoothie Cafe, on this Tropical Smoothie Day, right here, full moon tonight, Kale and Company News Live.
Wow, thank you, John. Full moon.
Full moon. Yeah.
And we should maybe, can we see the moon rising over the stadium tonight as they're honoring Cole Hamels? Do you know what time moonrise is?
Moonrise.
Well, we'll find that out.
Moonrise.
Yeah, I track it because I love watching the full moon come up. It's just amazing in the summer, especially when it's beautiful and clear out, which we're going to have. And you know what this means, Dawn? You said we have no chance of rain until probably the middle of next week.
No real chance. I mean, they always say, oh, there's a 5% chance, you know. But
pop-up thunderstorms.
Pop-up.
Like a pop-up taco truck, which would be great around right
pop
now.
Yeah. So there are pop-ups.
You know what that really means?
What?
That the greens are going to be really fast tomorrow morning when we get on the golf course. Okay. Everything's going to be rock hard.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Going to be rolling. I think that's pretty much what everybody's thinking.
Him and Kale, it always comes back to golf with you two. It's unbelievable.
It's safe space.
You're like he's like your spirit animal. You're his spirit animal. I don't know, because it's always about golf with you two. Trump and golf.
Yeah, Nick and I are 2-2 on the Odyssey Cup Series, and I'm hoping that when he comes back from his moving adventure, he'll be so exhausted I could get him out on the golf course for 18 holes and just eat him up.
Well, boy needs to train, because he's riding 65 miles to Atlantic City from the Ben Franklin Bridge and raising money for Families Behind the Badge. So he needs to train when he gets back, or he's gonna die.
Did we ever get anyone to donate there or put up the $2,000 so we could strap Nick to some roller coaster and freak him out?
No, we did not. But Dawn, I don't know if you know this, we're almost at $12,000 raised so far. Go to GregStockerSucks.com. GregStockerSucks.com. Please make a donation. Our goal is $15,000 by the 4th of July, which I think we'll get there. And then $20,000 by July 21st, which is the day of the race. So all the money goes to the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation. It's a great cause. Thank you, David Gelman, David Gelman Law Office, for sponsoring the Families Behind the Badge Children's Foundation, Team Kale and Company Ride. But please donate at GregStockerSucks.com.
Well, just visit GregStockerSucks.com every day. It's kind of like a morning vitamin, just to type it.
Somebody asked me if we're going to get shirts made up that said GregStockerSucks.com. And I was just like, oh, my God. I mean, how much more do I have to do to put my name out there and humiliate myself for this lovely, lovely, lovely cause?
I would buy one. Today.
Yeah.
I would buy a Greg Stalker Sucks. Because people would come up to you and say, who's Greg Stalker?
Or people would go to that website just to go to it, right?
Yeah. Put .com on there, and you know people. And there are some involved for donations to the cause, right?
Yes.
Okay. So people go there, GregStockerSucks.com. Cool stuff. We're going to see if Nick can make it again. He made it last year. He trained pretty hard. I got a feeling he's been slacking off.
Yeah. Well, he said this year that he's like, last year was no big deal, so like I'm going to train half. Like, he's insane. 65 miles is hard, especially how hot it's been. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the heat isn't going away. It's only, I'm looking at the historical thing. It was July when it was 107 degrees.
Yep.
Yeah, so do that. All right, it is 6:24. Things are still on the rails.
Yes.
I'll see what I can do about that. There are so many topics to get to today, and so many crazy stories that have happened. There are new polling updates, but let me just tell you, the polls don't mean diddly squat.
Amen.
Nationally,
locally, there's some swing state polling that has really interesting news, and most of it good for Trump. And we'll get into all of it. Plus, you're welcome to join us, 855-839-1210. It is Opelka, that's me, in for Nick Kale on Kale and Company on WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
The Democrats have this down to an art, so we need to get behind it.
Dawn has her on as a guest a lot on her show.
Sure do.
She was on with Richard, that young man you have on in the evenings and afternoons.
She's on with Rich. She's on with Dom. Yeah.
She'll be on with me tomorrow night.
Perfect.
So this is, you can't talk about this enough. Election integrity is going to be a gigantic thing going forward. So I'm really glad. That is so cool. So all this music today is courtesy of the lady pushing for great election integrity, Linda Kerr.
Indeed.
That's wonderful.
Yep.
But yeah, seriously, people, get some Warren Zevon in your in your playlist and get some, get the last album. And get a couple of tissues because you're going to cry a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is Friday. Friday-luia to you. We celebrate Fridays. And it is a heat wave happening. I heard you guys talking about it yesterday. I had Dr. Roizen on Dom's show.
Love him.
He is the best. And he was talking about going out and buying those little packets of Pedialyte powder and pouring them into your water bottle. So you have electrolytes. He goes, water's cool. You got to hydrate. But you need electrolytes, especially in a heat like this. He canceled his golf game Saturday because of the heat.
Really?
Yeah. But he had a noon tee time. That's stupid. You can't go out, especially at his age. Or you can drink what debate preppers everywhere drink, and that is orange Gatorade. Sponsored by Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. I'm holding it up.
Robinette.
Joseph Robinette Biden Jr.
Yeah.
You know there's a train station named after him here in town?
Oh, really?
Yes. When they did the American Recovery Act, and we took like $800 billion after the 2008 crash.
Yeah.
They poured it into, because he's the vice president, we got sidewalks and new curbs everywhere in North Delaware that we never had before. And they rebuilt the train station, just pretty much putting some new paint on it. And they pointed the bricking, and they put up a plaque that said the Joseph R. Bidenet Jr. train station. So we got that going for us.
Which is nice.
Thank you. I love the way the call finishes here on the show. It's like being in church. Can I get an amen? Which is nice.
Which, even my sons, like we have them. I'll say, which is nice, you know. I'll say it, tee it up, and they'll say, which is nice, you know.
How great. They're so doing funny. Carl Spackler impressions.
Exactly.
I'm sure the priests at the school appreciate it greatly.
Hey, can I say this real
they
fast?
Do, actually.
Can I say this real fast? The 6 o'clock hour brought to you by North Shore, New Jersey's biggest music and arts festival. Prudential presents North Shore, New Jersey's biggest music and arts festival, Atlantic City Week, including Rock Lobster Legends of the B-52s, Catch Hometown Heroes at the Atlantic City Showcase Stage, and Artist Village on the Orange Loop Festival grounds, northshore.com.
Now, nice. That's a party, the B-52s.
Oh, yeah. Rock Lobster?
Yeah. Well, the whole thing. Everything. And they're not kids anymore.
No.
But the wigs probably still look good. Kate's wigs probably still look good.
And by the way, isn't the that Barefoot Music Festival that's happening down in Wildwood this weekend, too?
Yeah.
Dom's down there with Scott Pressler. They'll be broadcasting live at Mulligan's from noon to 3. And then the Barefoot Music Festival's all weekend. Wildwood is going to be a...
Wild.
It's going to be an S show.
Yes.
It is Dom Giordano Day. We neglected to say that earlier. Happy Dom Giordano Day.
Happy Dom Day.
I hope you got all your shopping done. I don't
Sorry,
think Scott...
Dom, I didn't get you anything.
Well, did we get Dom anything?
No.
We got him a day.
Yeah, he has a day.
He has a day.
And there's a band, a Bad Company tribute band is going to play at Mulligan's.
That's cool.
It is.
I thought they were having like a Tom Jones tribute band.
Last year they did, not Tom Jones, it was somebody else. It was Wayne.
Engelbert Humperdinck?
No, it was, I forget who it was. But this year, it's Burning Sky is the name of the band.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Nice. I heard Dan very excited talking about it.
He's very excited.
I've known Scott Pressler for a decade now.
Yeah.
And watched him grow and do his thing and build this direction of registering voters. And he's been in every situation possible, from those Turning Point USA events that he was at last week where Trump was, to CPAC, and then registering people at prisons and gas stations.
Oh, my God.
But I don't think he's been to the Jersey Shore.
He has not.
So I hope somebody's got a camera on Scott Pressler.
He is. So just so you know, he is staying. He stayed last night and today. He's staying at the Grand Hotel in Cape May. So he's staying in Cape May, and then he's going up to Wildwood. So, yeah.
Well, he's certainly starting at the tippy top of the silk hat of the guy on the wedding cake. You know, if you're going to stay someplace in Cape May, you're staying at the best place
possible.
He is right. Scott Pressler, just get ready, because once you leave there, you're going to the Jersey Shore. Just want you to know, it's a little different. It's a little less filtered. It's there's a little less polish.
A little less polish, yep.
But it's still, the heart is all the same, and that's the best part of it. And Mulligan's will be a party today, so that's great. Speaking of the heat, because Gregory, you sent this to us, I would like to know where your thermostat sits. And Greg sent me a picture of a thermostat and some recommendations for the thermostat at home. I'm stunned by this.
This is the official, Phil has it up on the YouTube. Thank you, Phil. This is the official recommendation from the government. 78 degrees for your home.
Good. That is good.
What is wrong? 70.
Is perfect.
I will burn the house down before I keep my house at 78 degrees.
78 is awesome.
Oh, that is hideous.
My house right now is freezing. I'm dreading. You know, in Pennsylvania, do you know in Philadelphia, we have like the highest energy rates in the nation, like 17% above the rest of the nation. I don't know if you knew this. 72 degrees, that's where my family, like, we have to negotiate, and we're at 72, but it feels freezing. I swear to God, when I turn around, they put it down to like 68, and then I put it up.
So my house, Dawn's house is at 72. I'm at 70, 71. Michael Pelka, where are you at?
Well, it depends who's in control.
See? Women like it hotter, don't we?
Yeah, baby.
Well, right now I can tell you, because I'm not at home. I'm in my little studio down the road.
Yeah.
But right now at home, it's 76. When I walk in the door, it's 74. We have a negotiation. And my wife's wearing a cashmere sweater in the house.
At 76? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
76 is chilly.
See, this is why, okay, I'm going to say something very controversial at 6:40 in the morning.
Uh-oh.
This is why men and women can't live together. We just can't. We can't live together because we're too different.
Living together is dramatic and drastic, Gregory. I would suggest that the second bedroom for just sleeping might not be a horrible idea. If you've got the space, if you have the room, it's Victorian in its origins, I believe.
Yeah.
But that second bedroom can be a relationship saver.
Well, it's my wife has really bad insomnia. And so, like, she knows I have to get up, and I'm very cranky when I don't get enough sleep. When I don't get enough sleep.
Oh, when you don't get sleep.
So if she knows she's having a bad night, and you know she's tossing and turning, she'll go into the other room, which I really appreciate. But we can't. And Phil, can you put up that thermostat?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it. I don't know if this is government recommendation. Is it?
I'm almost 100% sure it is. 82 degrees while you're sleeping. Like, are you kidding? 82 degrees is hot. Who wants to sleep in the hot?
Well, 82, if you're sleeping in 82, you're naked with no sheets or blankets.
Yeah. Just a sheet.
Just a sheet.
Yeah.
Who wants to sleep with just a sheet?
It's nice.
No, it's not.
It's nice.
No, you need a nice comforter. Or
it is counterintuitive, is it not, to turn the temperature down so low that you have to put a blanket on.
Yes, exactly.
And, you know, so that is kind of crazy, but yet guilty as charged right here.
I sleep with our house at 70, 71, and the overhead fan on high. Like, if you don't sleep with a fan
this is a guy thing.
You're a communist.
So,
do you have a fan over the bed?
Of course.
You don't have nightmares about getting chopped up by up and
we stay at a place at the Jersey Shore, and we'll be there in a couple weeks. And that place does not have a fan overhead, and I sleep like garbage the entire time I'm there, just because I need the fan.
You could bring a fan.
Do they have a light? Do they have a light over the bed?
They just have those two, like, bedside lamps.
Okay, because I saw a light fixture thing that you can now, screw it into a light fixture and it's got a fan on.
Well, here's the...
Which would be perfect for you.
Here's the problem, Dawn, about bringing a fan when you go on vacation is that, as I'm sure you remember, I have a four-year-old, so he has a lot of stuff. So the RAV4 is already packed to capacity, so putting a box fan in there is not the, most efficient way of doing it.
Were you like some Bedouin tribe leaving the country?
They do have VIP services where you can rent. They'll just bring stuff for you.
No, I need that. Yeah.
Oh, concierges are some of the most interesting people in the world, and they have stories, too. And I'm sure you know this, Gregory. You stay in nice places.
Yeah.
If you talk to a concierge and ask them what's the craziest request they've ever gotten, and buy him a drink, you're going to hear some incredible stories. So a fan is kind of like pedestrian. If you're saying, hey, can we get a box fan in here? I'll get that done right away, sir.
We stay at a house, though, so it's different. You know
VRBO or whatever that is?
No, we go through a rental thing. And we
so you bring all, you have to bring all the sheets and the towels
everything,
and stuff? I refuse to do that.
What?
I refuse.
Why?
No. I don't do it.
Well, because in your family, you'll have to do all the laundry.
Exactly. So I'm like, nope, not happening.
See, I get that. But I also think if you're going away on vacation, you got to treat yourself.
Yeah, that's not a vacation. If you have to bring all the sheets and the towels and like the Jersey Shore, this is we are all brainwashed on this.
Uh-oh.
And it's not I refuse to do it. So fine, if he rents a house, I'm like, we're getting, because they do have concierge services that will deliver all the sheets and the towels and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Which costs more cuz he's trying to save money. So I'm like, if it's a vacation, it's not a vacation if you have to bring all the sheets and the towels.
I don't want to sleep on somebody else's disgusting sheets. I want my own sheets.
I know, but every place else in the world does not expect anybody to bring sheets and towels. It's only the Jersey Shore, and it's only South Jersey, by the way. It's ridiculous.
I've really not heard this as the norm, but Gregory, do you bring a black light with you when you go to this rental place?
Let me just say
this. That's just it. You got to bring the bleach. You got to clean. This is not a vacation.
Let me just say this because, this morning show and this radio station is very popular, so I never know who's listening.
Yeah.
I never know who's listening. The place we stay at is lovely. It's beautiful. It's immaculate. We've been staying there for years. However, if I'm going to a place that I don't know Michael Pelka, yes, I will. Not a black light, but I will 100% lift up the box spring or the mattress. Just make sure there's no stains or disgustingness or
creepy crawlies.
Yes, 100%.
I have a wand. It's like a wand thing that is
whoa, don't. There's children listening. We have kids listening at this hour. Earmuffs.
It stays in the nightstand drawer for when daddy's away.
It's like the size of a curling iron.
Oh, my goodness.
And
is
it's
that
like
a sin?
No, and it's like a whatever it is, the ultraviolet light, and and it just kills anything.
Yeah.
So if we stay anywhere, that's coming out, and I just,
By the way, Navy Prepper on the YouTube chat says your house thermostat should be 20 to 25 degrees below the ambient outside temperature. Tip from a plumber. Okay.
So if it's 95 today, we get at least 75 and maybe down to 70. I love this guy.
Yes.
But what about winter? Because then it would be a little chilly.
Well, yeah. I mean,
that's summer rules, I guess.
Let's just say my house in the winter is like 65 degrees. It's freezing.
We have
I live with all males, even Buddy Boy. It's like, oh, yeah, I'm with them on this one.
Well, he's got a fur coat.
Yeah, I got a fur coat.
Carissa, yeah, he's good. Carissa writes, Greg, pick a lane. It's either grumpy or high maintenance. You can't be both.
Thank you, Carissa.
I think high maintenance is often grumpy. I'm just saying. As an observer, a regular observer.
I'm not high maintenance. I just know what I like. And a house at 78 degrees. What was it again, Phil? Can you bring up the thermostat again? What was the recommendation? And yes, this is government recommended, by the way.
This is the one and only time I agree with the government.
78 degrees.
Wow. 78 is perfect.
That is insane.
Perfect.
And 82 degrees when you're sleeping is just like, I would start throwing things if my house was 82 degrees while I was sleeping. I would be so grumpy.
And the amazing thing, we are so privileged to be able to live in a place where we can argue over either, well, it's 78 degrees or it's 80 degrees or 74 degrees. And there are probably about a 250,000 to 300,000 American soldiers serving somewhere where it's 100 degrees today.
Thank you, Michael Pelko, for bringing this back to reality and not our privileged lives.
We do. We're damn lucky to be here, and we're just trying to make sure it doesn't go away, which is why we talk about some of the things talk about, especially debate prep and things like that. Anyway, I'm trying to remember to be grateful. It's not always easy to do, but, you know,
we choose joy.
I don't know Joy. She's on that evil
not
show.
That Joy.
Oh, no. Yeah. We have a clip of her coming up where her and Representative Jayapal seem to be laughing at Fox News covering the rape of a 13-year-old girl that happened from an illegal alien.
Those are demonic things. If anyone's doing that, and how did
fear mongering, Michael Pelka? It's fear mongering.
Well, I'm good at that too. I can help. I can pile on in that. But how did that show get three people with ironic names? You know, Whoopi, Joy, and Sunny.
Yeah.
Three women who do not ever have these things in their lives.
And I'm amazed that, confession time, I spent a year and a half working right next to Whoopi, and she's a smart lady. She just has some twisted views. And the other part of it is, I know that she hates all the high taxes because she had to pay a lot of them and was always grousing about it. So I don't understand how she could sell out to this. But the paychecks must be really big when you do sell out like that. So Whoopi, Joy, ironically named, and Sunny. Was Sunny, and that's not her name, isn't it?
No.
And wasn't she griping about Nikki Haley?
Yeah. Yeah, that was the whole name. Yeah. And Nikki, that really is her middle name. That's what she's always going by, too.
Hypocrisy. That's what we call it. It's hypocritical. It's hypocrisy and irony at the same time. Hypocrisy. That's your portmanteau of the hour, if you're keeping track. We're trying to have one portmanteau an hour. It's when you smash the words together and you create your own word. New word.
Robert Schwartz on the YouTube chat says ACs were only built to reduce the temperature 20 to 25 degrees from the outdoor temp. If you keep your thermostat lower than that, you are peeing away the money. The letter P, peeing away.
They say that about too much beer drinking too. You know, after the third beer, you're just peeing away the money. So. Yeah. Just cut it off at two. Maybe you'll save a little. He's right, and that dehumidification is really important. I've got one of those dehumidifiers in the basement, and I'm astounded at how much water it sucks out of the house every day. Like, I have to go down. It's a gallon and a half at least every day. And I don't know if it's saving us anything, but, you know, having a dehumidifier or a dehumidifier attached to your air cooling system is really important. The caller of the year on the Dom Giordano show, the Earl from Tycone.
Sure.
Do you know that cat?
Yeah, sure.
Earl called to tell us that the Egyptians really invented air conditioning. And they used to take a sheet, and they know something about cotton, don't they?
Yep.
They used to take a sheet and hang it above the windows because they didn't have glass or air conditioning. But if it was wet, when the hot air would blow through it and dry it, it would cool it.
Yeah.
And I'm tempted to try it, but I don't want to have the house full of bugs.
And by the way, if you ask Nick Kale, I think, Dawn, what did he say? The air conditioning was invented in the 1970s.
Seriously.
He's like, yeah, the air conditioning was invented, in like the late 70s, right? Like, yeah, sure, late 70s.
Okay.
Yeah, 1870s. It's a bowl of ice with a fan in front of it.
What year, Michael Pelka, did you first get your, when did you get your first air conditioning in the house?
As a family, when I was a kid growing up?
Yeah.
This is going to expose how freaking old I am.
Well, no, I didn't, I don't want to do that.
Right. No, it's I don't care. I'm old. Hey, be kind to me. I'm from the 1900s. Which is true.
Yeah, yeah.
When we moved into a house, when we hit seven kids and we had to move out of my mother's parents' house, and get our own house. My dad built a house, and he put air conditioning in. We had two zones.
Yes. Yep, two zones.
We had a dual zone air conditioned house with four bedrooms for mom and dad and seven kids.
Yep.
And it was 1963.
Okay.
So it's a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. And but I would tell you, I think the key is air conditioning in cars. When did you get air conditioning in? Did you ever drive a car without air conditioning?
I did. My first car, my first, I had a like this piece of junk van that I used to have because I played the drums, so I needed something to haul my
shag carpeting in the back.
My drums are hole window. It was the worst, and it had like there was air conditioning in there. It just didn't work, and I had no money, you know, because I played in a band and I was 17. So my parents, to their credit, were like, you want air conditioning in your van? Work and buy it. You know what I mean? Like, work and get it fixed. So they wouldn't get it fixed. So I just drove around all summer, the summer of 97, without air conditioning in my van. And my God, was it hot. Yeah.
Yeah, and you probably had vinyl seats.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a giant... Dawn would have looked at it and said, there's a
pedophile.
There's a pedophile in that van.
A guy in a white van. Was it a white van?
It wasn't white, no.
I was like,
no.
I see a white van. Kids, look at that, pedophile. Unmarked white van.
Greg, did you have the porthole windows on the side and the shag carpeting?
No, but I wish I would have. The shag carpeting would have been, oof, man. Yeah,
very 70s show.
Yeah.
Dawn, did you ever drive a car without air conditioning?
No.
Good for
Never.
Her. Yeah.
Good
well,
for you.
Mm-mm.
I mean, she was born in 1995.
Yes. Yeah, so,
that's true.
You
know. I forgot about that. And it was invented in the 70s, so they perfected it by then.
All right, we have to break.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I just wanted to send a shout-out to the Hannigan family, whose mother, Mrs. Hannigan, used to make them drive with the car windows rolled up so everyone would think they had air conditioning, and they didn't.
Man.
Poor bastards.
Oh, that's awesome.
It is 6:54. So much to get to today. It's Michael Pelkin for Nick Kale, Kale and Company, Dawn Gregory, and you on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.